Donald Trump bashes Scottish windmills in New York trial, "I'm not a windmill person." By Christina Wong on November 6, 2023. Former President Donald Trump blasted Scottish windmills while on the stand on Monday in his New York civil fraud case, accusing him of overvaluing his properties, including his golf course in Aberdeen, Scotland, which sparked the tirade. The topic came up as the prosecution was questioning Trump on the value of his golf course in Aberdeen, Scotland. Kevin Wallace, a lawyer for the New York Attorney General's office, asked Trump if he had permission for a residential village. Trump responded, "Yes, it's the oil capital of Europe." That response prompted a rebuke from New York County Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who called Trump's response irrelevant. According to a Politico reporter in the courtroom, Trump retorted softly, "It is." But Trump had an opportunity to rant against the windmills on the property after Wallace asked about them. "I was not happy," he said, saying that Scotland built them, not him. "I'm not a windmill person. And I think I've been proven to be right," Trump continued. "We were fighting the windmills. Trump, I'm not a windmill person. And I think I've been proven to be right." NYAG lawyer, but Mr. Weisselberg told the UK regulators the Trump Org did not intend to develop due to windmills? "Trump, they're probably come down one day. They are miles out." Inner City Press, at Inner City Press, November 6, 2023. Trump has in the past expressed his dislike of windmills. During a December 2019 rally, Trump went on a lengthy tirade against windmills, saying, "I never understood wind. You know, I know windmills very much. I've studied it better than anybody. I know it's very expensive. They're made in China and Germany. Mostly very few made here, almost none. But they're manufactured tremendous, if you're into this, tremendous fumes, gases are spewing into the atmosphere. So they make these things and then they put them up. And if you own a house within vision of some of these monsters, your house is worth 50% of the price. They're noisy, they kill the birds. You want to see a bird graveyard, you just go take a look. A bird graveyard. Go under a windmill someday. You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life." Trump had then ranted about the poor aesthetics of windmills. "I'll tell you another thing about windmills. And I'm not, look, I like all forms of energy. And I think windmills, really they're okay in industrial areas. Like you have an industrial plant, you put up a windmill, you know, etc., etc. I've seen the most beautiful fields, farms, fields, most gorgeous things you've ever seen. And then you have these ugly things going up. And sometimes they're made by different companies. You know, I'm like a perfectionist, I really built good stuff. So you'll see like, a few windmills made by one company, General Electric, and then you'll see a few made by Siemens. And you'll see a few made by some other guy that doesn't have 10 sets of looks. Like, so you see all these windmills are all different shades of color. They're like, sort of white, but one's like an orange white. It's my favorite color, orange. You see these magnificent fields, and they're ruined, and you know what they don't tell you about windmills? After 10 years they look like, you know, they start to get tired, and you've got to replace them. A lot of times people don't replace them. They need a massive subsidy from the government in order to make it? Nah, we're doing it right. We're doing it right. And you know, our numbers environmentally right now are better than they've ever been before. Just because I'm an environmentalist. I am. I want the cleanest water on the planet. I want the cleanest air anywhere." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.